What's going on, y'all? This is your man, Darren Devine, and you're now listening to Random Revelations, a podcast with unique perspectives. Holla back at me. All right, what's going on, y'all? Now, there were a lot of comebacks in 2022 by a lot of the rap veterans, you know what I'm saying? The most notable, of course, is going to be Nas with the King Disease 3 album. And, you know, why I say that would be one of the top comebacks of the year is because of not only of him hitting the charts with the album and it being a great follow-up from King Disease 2, it also stirred a lot of controversy from some other rappers that were claiming that Nas wasn't really relevant in today's hip-hop, in today's hip-hop game. And I don't, well, you know, let's break this down, because I don't think people understand the meaning of relevant when they say, oh, somebody's not relevant and this and that in the game and this and that in the game. So, you know, we need to have the right definition of what relevant is, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when you look in the dictionary, it says appropriate to the current time, period, circumstances of contemporary interests. That's the meaning of relevant. So, if you have a man that releases an up-to-date album, does numbers on the chart, and also go on a tour, successful tour, with one of the other biggest selling artists, better known as Wu-Tang Clan, you're trying to tell me that ain't relevant? So, you know, they need to get their definitions right or whatever they're trying to portray. But anyway, even though that's one of them, he wasn't the only one of the, Nas wasn't the only one of the rap veterans that had a successful comeback. You had Pusha T with his new album. Jeezy, you know, he's leading a total different life from the Trap or Die days, you know what I'm saying? Black Star came back. That's what's up. If you're a fan of the Backpack Rap, you know what I'm saying? You appreciate this comeback. The Wordsmith, the Master Wordsmith himself, Black Thought, he had a great album. And also Lloyd Banks, you know what I'm saying? Coming back from the disbandment of the G-Unit, standing on his own, showing that he still got the skills, you know what I'm saying? He don't need no superstar rapper with his own TV show. So we're going to exclude Nas because, you know, Nas' album basically had the biggest impact. But what do you think was the best comeback album out of Pusha T, Jeezy, Black Star, Black Thought, and Lloyd Banks? You know, it'd be interesting to note it. Now, personally, who I would say comes second is Black Star, the Black Star album. You know, they didn't make it. Now, the only thing I wish that they would have done is made the album more accessible, because you had to go to just this one streaming service to even listen to it. To whereas, I would have put something on various platforms. Like I'd have put a few tracks to get everybody excited, you know, on all the streaming platforms, you know, YouTube, wherever you can grab it. And then if you want to hear the rest of it, if you want to hear the bulk of it, you come on down to this one exclusive platform, and you know, and you can give a donation on the album. And that's just how I would have done it personally. You know what I'm saying? So far as the Black Star album. So, you know, I'm a personal fan of Black Thought, so I'm going to show a lot of favoritism, you know what I'm saying, to his album. It's like anything he put out, man, just put him on a beat, and he will not disappoint you. I promise you, he won't disappoint you, okay? Then, you know, third, I would say Jeezy. You know, Jeezy had a decent... he had a decent album, you know what I'm saying? Just coming back off a long hiatus. Jeezy's album's dope. You definitely, you know, want to give a listen to that. And, you know, and Lloyd Banks. Lloyd Banks is still showing that he's got those skills, man. And, you know, that's what's needed, man. I would like to see some more veterans come out with some albums. You know, the more veterans, the more better. So, you know, they don't have to, and then we don't have to hear this crazy argument about old rappers not being relevant. I just got to keep harping on that point because I just think that shit is hilarious that somebody would imply that any of the old rappers are not relevant, even though they're putting out current albums, they're hitting the charts, and they're going on successful tours. It's just crazy to me. But yeah, that's just one of those things. Now here would be an interesting question. I just mentioned all the ones that had put out an album for 2022. So, you know, for my listening audience, I would like to know, who would you like to see come out with a new project in this new year, 2023? We're coming up on the end of 2022, in a couple of days. So 2023, whole new year, whole new start, I'm gonna show a little favoritism because I'm old school, so I like to see my old school artists come out with some new projects. I would like to see, for starters, I would like to see Method Man come out with a new project. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Method Man's been getting a lot of his props for in the acting world. You know what I'm saying? He's playing, you know, he's been doing this thing in the acting, on the acting tip. But I would like to see him come out with a new project. I think that would be dope for the culture. Absolutely dope for the culture. Redman just recently dropped a single. Like, there's a single floating on the internet of Redman. So I definitely like to see a whole new album from Redman. That would be dope. Now, let me see. In the South, you know, let me see. Who in the South? I would like to see Scarface come out with some new material. That would be dope. That'll be dope for the culture. You know, Scarface, he's totally removed from the rap scene, but, you know, he could do it one more time for the culture, man. Like, why not? You know what I'm saying? Him and Willie D, they got the podcast jumping, and it's successful. But, you know, why not drop a project with it? You know what I'm saying? Show some love to your, you know, undying fans from back in the day. That, hey, man, you still got your chops. You know what I'm saying? There's really nothing to prove. Like I said, you're just doing it for the love and for the culture, man. There's a lot of times, you know, as much as you should monetize your talents, it's always good. But when you do a project for the people, that normally gets more revenue than if you just doing something like, hey, man, I'm dropping this album, da, 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 da. But if you're doing it for the people, man, the people's going to feel that project more, and they're going to feel more compelled to buying that project instead of just, you know, you putting a release or anything like that. All right? But let me know how you feel in the comments, man. All right? Let me know who would you like to see and who was all who had the dopest comeback out of all those rappers I mentioned. All right? I'm out.